Okay, let's unpack this. We often think we know tea, right? Black, green, maybe oolong. But imagine a tea that's not just, soothing, but also boasts the stunning natural purple color. You might be thinking, is that even real? Well, it absolutely is. And today we're taking a deep dive into the fascinating world of purple tea, drawing from a stack of insightful sources. Our mission to uncover everything you need to know about this relatively rare variety. We're talking origins, those surprising health benefits, and of course, the best ways to brew it for maximum enjoyment. Get ready for some aha moments.
Indeed. And what's fascinating here, I think, is how purple tea stands out, not just visually, though that's obviously striking, but also in its complex chemical profile and the journey it takes, from very specific tea growing regions right to your cup. We'll synthesize these insights, try to give you a clear, comprehensive understanding of why it's really gaining attention among tea enthusiasts worldwide.
Okay, so just to clarify right off the bat, we're talking about a genuine tea here, Camellia sinensis, not some kind of herbal infusion, right?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
It's scientifically known as Camellia sinensis var. Sinensis copal. So yes, a true cultivar of the tea plant we know. Its key feature is those purple-tinged leaves. They contain anthocyanins.
Anthocyanins, okay.
Yeah, or natural pigments. And they're responsible for both that distinctive color and the tea's really potent antioxidant properties. That's crucial. Its main home is Kenya. That's where most of it's grown. But you do find smaller quantities, specialized productions popping up in China, India, even Taiwan, which, raises an important question. How do these specific pigments actually influence the tea beyond just making it look purple?
Right. And here's where it gets really interesting because, like you said, it's not just beautiful. Our sources say it's packed with benefits that might genuinely surprise you.
Well, it's quite the treasure trove. The sources really emphasize these antioxidants, particularly the anthocyanin, as we just mentioned. Think of them as tiny bodyguards for your cells. They actively combat oxidative stress and inflammation processes that, damage cells over time and can lead to chronic diseases. And it's not just anthocyanins. There's a wealth of polyphenols, too.
More antioxidants.
Exactly. They work to neutralize free radicals, those unstable molecules that cause damage, kind of like rust on metal. So this helps reduce the risk of serious conditions like cancer, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it's really about bolstering your body's natural defenses against, well, daily life.
That sounds incredibly comprehensive. I mean, compared to other teas, is there one benefit from our sources that really makes purple tea stand out? Something particularly, groundbreaking?
That's a great question. I'd say the unique anthocyanin profile, specifically certain glycosides it contains, is what truly sets it apart. Many plants have anthocyanins, sure, but purple tea's specific blend seems to contribute to an antioxidant activity level that can be higher than even some green teas.
Wow, okay.
So it's not just that it has them, but the type and concentration that seem to make the difference. Moving on, heart health. Studies suggest purple tea might help reduce cholesterol absorption in the intestines. And those anthocyanins, again, they help support healthy blood pressure by improving blood vessel function, making them more flexible, reducing arterial stiffness. Think of it like keeping your internal pipes clear and elastic.
Keeps things flowing smoothly.
Exactly. And for weight management, some research indicates the catechins and caffeine compounds also found in other teas, but working together here can boost metabolism. They enhance thermogenesis. It's your body burning calories to produce heat and promote fat oxidation, so helping your body use stored fat for energy.
Huh. So a tasty way to potentially help with weight management goals.
Potentially, yes, as part of a healthy lifestyle, of course.
Yeah.
Then there are the anti-aging properties. The antioxidants, especially those unique anthocyanins, may help skin health by neutralizing those free radicals we talked about. That damage contributes to signs of aging, like wrinkles, fine lines, age spots. They might also help maintain skin elasticity by protecting collagen and elastin.
Interesting. Skin health, too.
Yes, and digestive health. It seems to promote a balanced gut microbiome, reducing inflammation and supporting beneficial bacteria. Plus, its catechins can aid digestion, potentially reducing discomfort like bloating or gas.
Okay, that's useful.
And finally, mental health and cognitive function. The antioxidants have neuroprotective properties. They help protect brain cells, potentially reducing the risk of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's down the line. There's also potential for improving cognitive functions, things like memory and concentration.
Wow.
So in summary, yeah, purple tea offers this wealth of benefits that go way beyond just a pleasant taste. It's a really versatile beverage that could enhance overall wellness.
It's really quite remarkable how much is packed into those leaves. But, you know, if you're picturing just one single purple tea flavor, our sources suggest it's actually more diverse than that. So not all purple tea is created equal. What does this mean for the actual taste and experience?
That's a really crucial distinction to make. The main varieties offer quite different experiences. Take Kenyan purple tea, for instance. It's generally described as brisk, fruity, sometimes with delicate floral notes. It's often smooth, refreshing, quite lively on the palate.
Okay, fruity and lively.
Yes, and it thrives in those high-altitude regions around Mount Kenya and the Aberdare Range. The rich volcanic soil there, the climate, it all plays a role in that specific taste. Production involves careful plucking, withering, rolling, drying, often quite traditional methods adapted for this cultivar.
And the Chinese version, how does that compare?
Chinese purple tea, especially from Yunnan province, tends to be quite different. It's often richer, more earthy in its profile. You might find a subtle sweetness, more complex undertones. It's generally a more robust, nuanced kind of flavor compared to the Kenyan type.
Earthier, more complex.
Exactly. Its origins in Yunnan, with that region's diverse ecosystem, fertile soil, misty conditions that all contributes. And they often use centuries-old traditional tea-making techniques there, which really brings out that depth.
It's fascinating how geography and tradition really sculpt the character of the tea so differently. And our sources also mention experimental types popping up elsewhere, like India and Taiwan. Plus, people are starting to blend it with herbs or fruits. So there's a whole spectrum of purple tea experiences out there to discover, it sounds like. Okay, so with all this interesting info, I'm definitely eager to try it. How do we actually brew this properly? What's the secret to bringing out those best qualities you've described?
Brewing. Yes, getting that right is key to unlocking the flavors. First, water temperature. You're aiming for around 85 to 90 degrees Celsius. That's about 185 to 194 Fahrenheit. It's really important not to go hotter. Boiling water can scorch the leaves and make the tea taste bitter or astringent, masking those delicate notes.
Right, lower than boiling. Got it.
Then, many sources recommend a quick rinse. Just 10, maybe 20 seconds with the hot water over the dry leaves.
A rinse? Why is that?
It helps to sort of awaken the leaves, get them ready to release their flavor, and it washes away any surface dust. You just pour that rinse water away immediately.
Okay, awaken the leaves. I like that.
Yeah. Then, for the tea to water ratio, a good starting point is about 1 teaspoon of leaves per 8 ounces of water. But, you know, that's just a guideline. Feel free to adjust it based on how strong you'd like your tea.
Makes sense.
Now, steeping time. For the first infusion, keep it short, maybe 1 to 2 minutes. And here's where purple tea is really great. Multiple infusions. You can steep the same leaves several times.
Oh, cool. Like some oolongs or pu'ers?
Exactly. For the second, third, maybe even fourth steeping, you gradually increase the time. Add maybe 30 seconds to a minute each time. You can go up to 3 or 4 minutes per steeping eventually. Each infusion will bring out slightly different nuances, maybe smoother, more mellow notes later on, subtle fruity undertones, let you explore its full range.
How does experimenting with those times affect it?
Well, a shorter first steep might give you brighter, maybe more delicate notes. Longer subsequent steeps will extract deeper, perhaps earthier or sweeter characteristics that weren't as prominent initially. It really lets you tailor the experience and discover different facets of the tea.
That's brilliant. So you really get a journey of flavor from just 1 spoonful of leaves. More value, different tastes each time. Love that. Now, for those listening who are curious and want to track some down, our sources did mention a few places. They pointed towards looking for reputable vendors, places like Minipur Products, Australian Tea Masters, Tea Time. The key things seem to be looking for companies that are transparent about where they get their tea, focus on quality, maybe even have direct links to the growers. That way you know you're getting the real deal, the authentic stuff we've been talking about. So let's wrap this up. What does this all mean for you, the tea drinker listening in?
Well, purple tea really does seem to stand out. That amazing color, obviously, but also that incredibly rich antioxidant profile and a unique, genuinely delightful flavor. It offers a truly distinctive tea experience, something different from the usual suspects.
Absolutely. And stepping back for a final thought, when you brew a cup of purple tea, you're doing more than just making a drink. You're kind of appreciating its rarity, you know? And the meticulous journey it takes from those specific gardens, often high altitude, right to your teacup. Each sip is almost like embodying nature's colorful and beneficial offerings. It really reflects the tea plant's unique ability to produce those powerful anthocyanins under specific conditions. It's a discovery of flavors, sure, but also a celebration of its potential health benefits. A real treasure worth exploring, I think.
A treasure worth exploring. I like that. We hope this deep dive has definitely sparked your interest and given you plenty to think about for your next tea moment. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.